I'm not used, there we go, it's going now. Item four on the agenda is public comments. At this time, we entertain any type of comments from the public. Does anybody have anything to say at this time? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Elise DeRusha, and I live on Forsyth Road. And since we've gotten the new road out there, a lot of speeding. Nobody does 45. A lot of heavy semis come by early in the morning, like 5:30 to 7, sometimes 7:30, sometimes 11, and then on through the day. I'm just curious who, I mean, my neighbors were my in-laws. They call, I call, Bob Price that lives on the other side, we all call in. We haven't seen a cop in months.
Where at Gore's Lane, did you say?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've just been discussing it with the officers here. We have the Calhoun County Sheriff with it, Mr. Hinckley. Okay. And we've ordered signs to be put up because they have to be properly placed before the officers can issue any type of tickets. They've been given to the county. There seems to be a little delay in getting them installed so they can do their job.
Right.
But we're trying to do our part to get your problem solved.
I mean, I understand, because I drove to the other end and drive and came back, Turkeyville, and there are signs, point blank, next intersection, trucks over 5 ton are not allowed, so take a left on 11 mile.
Well, there's nothing that says take a left. They were supposed to...
Well, at the next intersection,
yeah.
Which, obviously, if you go to the right, you're going
yeah.
towards...
They've been given the signs. We're just facing a lot of... turmoil just getting them put up.
Right.
Aaron and I met with him, and I gave him the poles, I gave him the signs. He drew a map right where, just getting them out to do the job.
Right.
So it's not like we're ignoring it. We're trying very hard.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
What section of Gore's Lane do you live on?
Where it turns from McAllister, it does the big right hand turn.
Okay.
Until you get where it's 45 miles an hour still.
Okay.
Until you get over the hill, it goes to 50.
Okay.
Until you get past 11 mile, and then I think it's all another right. 500 feet or something before it goes up to 55.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Is there any other? Yeah, Lindsay?
Yeah. Lindsay Brady. Same thing on Coolidge. I don't know if we have to have a 25 mile an hour sign on it to enforce it, but... picked up some new people that decided that 50 to 60 miles an hour is the new speed limit there. I mean, almost every day I find somebody different going up and down there. I mean, they're going so fast I couldn't read the license plate while standing in the road. I mean, that's how fast. But there is no sign at either end. So.
Well, when there's no sign, am I not correct that it's automatically 25 miles an hour?
Well, try to tell these people that.
Well, obviously some didn't pay attention to that in driver's training.
Of course. Stop sign at Derby and Coolidge, that's not there for most people.
Any other questions? Anybody else? Anything? Okay, before we move on too far, as I noted that we have the Calhoun County Sheriff here with us, Mr. Hinckley, and I'm sure you would like to have a few minutes to address the board.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well-melted and well-melted, so the job goes down and we'll see if he can correct those issues. So thank you for giving me a second to chat with you tonight. So I have to tell you, back in 1994, when the Calhoun County Jail, right in that period when the jail was built, we had this huge hiring surge, and it appeared this huge block of people. We needed all these people, and they were hired. Well, lo and behold, we're at that point where all those people are retiring. And so this year, we're seeing a pretty significant amount of people retiring. There's some early incentives, and people are, they've had 25 years, and they're moving on. So we are seeing, in my career, and I have been a policeman for almost 32 years, and in my career, I have never, besides that hiring blitz that we had, I have never seen the amount of changes that are really we're facing. There's so many promotions and so many opportunities for so many different people to put in different places. So, saying that, sounds like it's great news. Everybody's retiring, and we're going to be able to do some really good things, and we will. This, and I'm ashamed to say that I was his police academy instructor. And I know you're wondering, how could a guy that looks 25 years old be so old, right? So Aaron's been here 8.5 years, and he is a very good man. We pride ourselves with the integrity and the compassion and being courteous, but not only with those, but also standing up for justice and what's right and doing the right thing all the time. And I have to tell you, not only has Lieutenant Wiersma displayed that, but the gentleman that is going to step in this role, and quite frankly, there are some transitions, and we're hoping that you could be patient with us to see if this will be long-term. We want to get somebody in there in the next 6 months to be permanent. We're not sure. There are just so many. It is so fluid and flexing right now. I'm not sure who's going to retire tomorrow. All right. But I will tell you, so Chris Young, detective experience, firefighter experience, incident commands experience. He follows in the footsteps, and he displays exactly what we expect for a lieutenant to be in charge of a division. And so we're happy to transition him into this role. He's got some, and I know he will. He'll step right in and do a fantastic job. So this will be soon to be Lieutenant Chris Young. He has been selected for that promotion process as we move through. So I'm sad to say Aaron will be moving on to our professional standards. So it's basically internal affairs. It's basically an inspector position, and he will be in charge of all of our internal affairs with deputies. He'll be in charge of hiring, recruitment, retention. His head was spinning. He just said, "Well, what am I getting myself into?" Quiet and just get you in there, then you'll figure it out. So a lot of exciting changes, and I always appreciate the courtesy and everything that how we work together and camaraderie. And I'm sure this will be smooth, and I'm sure we will continue to take everybody's complaints and concerns and move forward. So, anybody have any questions for me? Yes, sir.
Steve, you probably know that we do have what we would call a crime wave happening in Penfield right now. Okay. I'm just wondering, how many cars are on the road at night?
So we have two.
Two cars, okay.
Yeah, we have two cars. Yeah, you have two okay. cars, 24/7.
All right, and I noticed that lately we got one car spending a lot of time down in the cemetery. Not only that, we're losing catalytic converters. Is anything being done about that? Or?
So a couple of different things, and a great question. So let's talk catalytic converters. So catalytic converters are, and I'll go a little bit bigger. This is these thefts, when we're talking heavy equipment, we're talking trailers,
right.
We're talking catalytic converters, these are becoming a regional problem. Our detectives are communicating as much with Steuben County, Indiana, and Elkhart County, Indiana, as they are Ingham, Eaton, and Kalamazoo. These individuals are traveling from quite a distance, and they're coming in and they're targeting areas. So one of the catalytic converters on a Takacha courtesy car and truck, it was an RV motorhome. They pulled in, they stole all the converters. Looks like they're going to be tied to Southern Hillsdale County. So way down, almost to the state line. And so everything, we have taken our detective bureau and we've expanded their detective communications. They have meetings with, they're linked into just a whole regional network now, because we're finding that the people down here are committing crimes up here and our people are committing crimes down there. And really it works out well if you're a criminal, because if you get caught on a camera and everybody shows your local picture, everybody's like, "I don't know who that person is." But if you do something locally and you're caught on a camera, he's like, "I know who that person is, I'm gonna report them to the police." So catalytic converters are big right now. And I just had the conversation up in Clarence Township last night. I was there and they said, "What should we do?" The best thing you can do is try to garage your car. Try not to leave it in a public area too long. And even in your driveway now, is they're crawling under, and literally they're getting these converters so fast off the cars. They have their tools and they just cut it off and they're gone. And they cut so many off that it's not a new process for them. So I'd like to just talk about traffic for just a second. So as you can, as you notice, the state statistics, our fatal crashes and our injury crash, even though we had COVID last year, we still had some of the more fatal crashes, injury crashes we ever had. I mean, we just went crazy. I don't know about you, but I pull out on one of these roads and cars are passing me like I am standing still.
Yeah.
I get out on 94 and I think they're doing 100 and 120 motorcycles are going in between cars. I have never seen the amount, the traffic and where we're at right now. We're trying to, we have focused on and we're trying to get more aggressive with that traffic. If you don't, and let me give you, if you don't mind, can I go one more, give you a little bit more history. We have the state of Michigan, we have a 416 secondary road patrol. They've given us this funding since the 70s. And we are, so basically we have actually 1.6 deputies. That's how we're funded. We fund the rest. We have two deputies that are assigned specifically to car crashes and traffic accident enforcement. Now, don't get me wrong, the Penfield deputies can also enforce, but these guys specialize. They come into areas and they slow traffic down, they deal with traffic, and they handle fatal accident reconstructions. They do all of our fatal crashes. They have the total stations, they map, and they prosecute on a level, on a crash level, so they're trained in that area. So we're continuing working, I know the funding with the state, and the funding with the state is, we continue to work through those challenges, but those secondary road patrol guys are very, very important. The reason they're there is they're the deputies that stay off the M routes, stay off the I routes, stay off the US routes, and they focus on local county roads and reducing those crashes. So we are trying, and I'll tell you, the complaints about the traffic is everywhere. And it feels like you put your finger in part of the dam and another hole bursts and water pops out on this side. So they're on it, they're getting more aggressive and trying to slow people down, and we'll see if we can make those changes. Yes.
Yeah. The problem is with the catalytic converters is they're getting them, but they're selling them.
Yeah.
So the recipients, the recycling places, to me is a key to stopping this problem.
Yeah.
And you know, I know for a fact that I retired from a construction business. One of the employees was doing window wraps, so he's got a coil of aluminum stock, 24 inches wide, 50 foot long, in a box, taped up. He goes to lunch, comes back, and it's gone. He was smart enough to go down to the scrapyard. And sure enough, they purchased for $20 an $85 box, brand new, unopened box, from somebody that said they were done with their project and wanted to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. Now, common sense to me would be that person would take it back where they bought it and get their $85. But that's where I see the problem is the scrapyards and the recyclers that are buying this stuff are breaking the law themselves. They know this stuff is being stolen.
Yeah, I'm not sure how long ago that was, but I will tell you.
Oh, it's just been many years.
They have found themselves in a position when we come to their yard and we seize that steel back from them. They found themselves in a position where they're very much more cooperative because they say we don't want the police to come take this property from us and then you lose money and you seize it as evidence. So we've made contact with most of our scrappers through here, and most of them actually call and they say I've got something suspicious. So we've reached out to them, but you're right, and there's been some state laws that increase now. I don't know if you've ever taken scrap back now. They take your picture, they take your fingerprint. They take a lot of things, so we're able to track a lot better. But you're right, and these catalytic converters, the information we're getting, they're heading way out of state. They're heading out of state, and they're going to individuals that do not have some of the state law that protects us, and they're heading out of state with a lot of these things. We don't get a lot of them sold at our local guys here. Most of them would call right away. So, but you're right. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I just want to compliment you because I think that law enforcement right now is one of the toughest jobs that's out there.
Yeah.
From a person that has been around law enforcement for most of my small career, I ride with the police department. I'm a reserve officer, so I see those things. And you guys got a tough job out there. And there's a lot of people out there that are really emboldened in how they react when they drive, how they do different things out there. And I think a lot of that has to do with the lack of public support of law enforcement. And I just want to let you know, I hope you have good luck at filling the opportunities that you'll have in there. But I know that some of the service academies are down. But I can tell you this, that your career is a career that somebody has to make a decision to make. And they have to be interested in that career to make a good police officer. And I tell you what, in the time that I've been around you guys, I've seen nothing but professionalism.
Exactly.
Thank you, and I'll say this. The one thing that we're finding successful with our recruitment is we're finding people that live in Calhoun County that want to work for the sheriff's office because that's where they live. And we're finding that commitment to home, and it's very important to people to work here and to be able to make things better. And quite frankly, our best recruiting effort are the people that work for our agency. If they're happy there and they like to work there and they like to work, and I'll tell you, these guys love to work in Pentfield Township. This is a great place to work, and it's because of the support that we get, not only from you, but the community. And when these guys say that and they talk to other people and they say, this is a good place to work, they support, this is a good place. I'll knock on wood, but we're not doing bad. We're struggling with recruitment, but we've got a lot of good things. We have a good community to live in, and it really helps with recruitment. But if you know anybody,
I'd like to take the opportunity to say we're going to miss you, Aaron. You were awesome to work with, and you've become a great friend. And if you stand up, here's a card for you from our office. Yeah. Don't cash it till next week.
Blank, so fill out.
Still got to stop in and say hi once in a while.
Right.
Any other comments to the officers? Nope. Mr. Hinckley? I noticed Mr. Hosma, did I pronounce that correctly?
You did.
Has come in. Do you have anything you'd like to address to the Township Board?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Supervisor, and thank you, Penfield Township Board of Trustees. I'm Jim Hotsma. I'm the State Representative for the 62nd Committee, which includes Penfield Township. I saw the Sheriff last evening in Albion Township and in Clarence Township. Yes. I suspect we're on the same ride today. We're going to be in Compass Township. So it's my privilege to be here and give you a good report from Lansing in relation to better than expected revenues. You may have apprehended this in the newspaper or in television or radio broadcasts in the past couple days, but compared to, say, April or May 2020 when the sky was falling, the projections of revenue in May 2021 at the consensus revenue estimated conference, that May 2021 conference estimate was much more robust. Was very encouraging in relation to where we were a year before. And incredibly, we continue to have more revenues, which is a great problem to have for the state, and it will translate well, I think, to townships and residents of townships as well. The revenue for the end of June was communicated yesterday, and even in relation to May, when they made their revenue estimate, there is $97 million more dollars in the school aid fund that was prognosticated in May 2021, and over $314 million more dollars in the general fund that was prognosticated in May 2021. So revenues are robust. People have had money to spend. There are taxes, sales taxes on these monies. People are going back to work, and consequently, income taxes received in May 2021 allowed for the state's revenues to be significantly greater than projected even in May 2021. So I think that'll translate well, as I indicated, for Penfield Township. Should give you some predictability. From the school aid perspective, the Senate and the House reached the school aid budget, as most of you apprehended from reports, on June 30. And the governor signed that school aid budget last week. The Senate did not reach a conclusion on the general aid fund, I suspect that they will at the end of this week, and then the House will be back to vote on what the Senate sends us, and hopefully we'll have a 2021-2022 general budget by the end of July, if not very soon thereafter, so you guys have more predictability here. Thank you. I'll take any questions if anyone has any.
I have
yes,
one.
Please.
I appreciate you coming and telling us that, you know, the economy is doing really great and we're going to get more money. But the question I have that is burning in the back of my mind and burning in the back of minds of employers all over, including Battle Creek. My wife works at Nip and Denzo, and every employer out here is starving for workers. One of the biggest things that I hear, and I don't have any statistics to back it up, is the extra money that they're receiving from the federal government on unemployment. And my concern is that if we continue to reward people to stay home, we're going to have these problems. And part of that is, and I kind of look at it too, because I work in Marshall Township, you know, contractors can't get wood. Why can't they get wood? Wood's not being produced. Why can't they produce wood? Because nobody's working. So I would hope that you would relate back to the state of Michigan that we need to stop those extra incentives and try to get people back to work so that we can really push the economy forward much more than it is right now. And that's all my general comment.
I respect that. And I think the incentivization that you're describing, the additional $300 in pandemic unemployment compensation, will expire Labor Day holiday weekend. So it's my expectation that there won't be any reason for people who haven't been working, unless there's some real medical issue, for them not to return to the labor market, because there will not be any extra dollars that will disincentivize them from returning to the workplace, even in a temp agency context.
Well, I guess I'll just say I'm kind of a direct person anyways, but Labor Day, I personally think COVID is, people can get their shots, they can go back to work, state needs to stop it. And they do. People need to get back to work.
I concur, and thank you for your direct. Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, Jim.
How are you?
Not bad. I don't know if this is the right question to ask or the proper place to ask it, so I'll just ask you. If I don't, it'll be the elephant in the room. What can be done about our Attorney General who's arbitrarily going out threatening to arrest people that are challenging the election? And some of the other things that she's doing that just don't seem like she's too aggressive in performing her role as our Attorney General.
Well, Trustee Goodman, Dana Nassel does tend, I think, by personality, to be assertive. I think she's assertive in this context because the Senate Oversight Committee made a report about 6 weeks, 4 weeks ago, which indicated that there was no fraud in the election. And I think that what she is doing is that which the chair of that Oversight Committee, a Republican from Vulcan up in the Upper Peninsula, recommended that be done, that if anybody is using this claim of election fraud for some personal gain or for some kind of gain in a political context, that those people be considered for some sort of prosecution. So I think that she has taken her direction from the Senate Oversight Committee, which issued that report, and suggested by their chair that those who continue to sound the fraud in the 2020 election be considered for prosecution if they're doing it for some kind of personal gain. So I understand she has a personality that might not be agreeable to all, but I think she's doing her job as she sees it to the best of her ability and with some tenaciousness.
I just think that she's interpreting that it's for personal gain, and from my perspective, I think it's just fundraising so they can keep pursuing what they're doing. I mean, that they have a perfect right to challenge the election.
So, Tony, I certainly understand free fundraising, speech. And it goes on both sides, because sometimes on the Democratic side, some of the most outrageous intentions of some far-right Republicans are used to fundraise for the Democratic candidate. And I suspect the same is true on the Republican side. Some of the more outrageous claims on the part of Democrats are used as a basis to fundraise. I don't like to fundraise in that way, and I don't think I have in my experience of running for political office, but you're right, it can be used for fundraising capability, and I think if she determines that whatever they're doing is for fundraising capability, in a way that she wouldn't do it differently if she were emphasizing some outrageous contention from the other party in relation to her, I don't think she'll prosecute. I mean, she's shown a tendency not to prosecute in certain instances, even within the last 6 or 8 weeks. But I appreciate your concern about that. I'm not in the Attorney General's office, but I have had communication with Dana Nessel about different issues through her assistant attorney generals, and I can pass this complaint down.
Please.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Moving to item 5 on it, approval and any additions and deletions to the agenda. I do have one addition that needs to be placed on the agenda, and that's...
I'll make a motion.
Oh, go ahead.
I move to add to the agenda item 9F, which is the adoption of ordinance 206-06-16A. If you remember, we introduced it last month. It needs to be voted on and adopted this month. Doing an ordinance is a two-part process. It takes 2 months, and we just forgot that. So we need to add that on and vote on it.
Is that in?
I second.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was that Paul? Thank you.
Support? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Just this one, right? This was the ordinance, and we're just voting on it.
I'll explain a little bit more when we get to it.
Okay. Gotcha. All right.
Carrie supported?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Paul.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All those not approved.
None. Yep.
Okay. Approval of the consent agenda, item 6. Do you have any questions or comments about the consent agenda that I can pass along to the department heads? If...
Nope.
Nope. Anything at all? Entertain the motion to.
All those in favor?
Yeah. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you. Department reports. Well, we have the police department here, and it's last one.
We've kind of monopolized your time here, so I'll just do it really quick. The Calhoun County Office of the Sheriff Penfield team responded to 385 calls for service in the month of June and had 33 patrol-generated complaints. Deputies wrote 39 citations for the month. The Penfield team made 2 OWI arrests and investigated 4 drug-related incidents. Reference to anything in the police report, does anyone have any questions to this?
Nope. Okay. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Fire Department, Tim Smith.
Thank you. Month of June, we responded to 83 calls for the month, brought our total up to 419 calls. We held some staff meetings. We've had some maintenance being done on some of the apparatus, some valve replacements. We've had some pump issues. So we've been staying on top of keeping them pumps running. Equipment-wise, we've been working on, again, the new equipment for the new fire truck that is on order. We've taken some more apps. We've actually got 2 firefighters we're going to consider bringing on to start their training process. Both of them are paramedics with Life Care. So the medical side of things will already be taken care of. They're both pretty young, really not established real well in the township yet, but we're gonna put them on and see what happens with them. Any questions for the fire?
Just comment. Nice job on the apartment complex.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I think that was 2 months ago, wasn't it?
I'm sorry?
That was a couple months ago. But
no, it was last month, wasn't it?
Was it last month?
Yeah, I think so.
Thank you very much. Item 8 on the agenda is unfinished business. We have no unfinished business to discuss, so we'll move to number item 9, new business. A, approval of the meeting minutes from June 8th, 2021.
Kevin, did you sign anybody to make motions?
I don't. Can't hear you.
No, he did not.
No, I didn't because there were so few.
Okay. I move to approve And I don't have an updated agenda. I still got my old one. And my numbers aren't the same.
Move to approve. Can I support?
Support?
No, you just moved.
No, I didn't even want it.
Did I hear support, Dave? Yeah. Okay.
All those in favor?
No, we need to do a roll call. Vanlon? Vanlon?
Yes.
Leiter?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Case? Yes. Beard?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Item B, payment of the monthly bills.
I move to approve the payment of the monthly bills as presented.
Support.
Roll call votes, please.
I do have a question.
Questions?
Yeah, going through the bills.
Yes.
One of the things that I have a question about on page 11, there's a vendor, Terry Nixon, and I understand he's doing lawn work that's cleaning up properties in the township, and I've seen that some of that lawn work is related to the code enforcement that's going on. So the question are these charges being charged back to the taxpayer?
Yeah.
Yes. Does it get added to the taxes if they don't pay it?
Yes. How it works is Barb does the code compliance, and then she, after the bills go out, I send a bill for the amount of money that is being paid, plus an admin fee, and if it does not get paid, it goes on the winter tax bill. Yes.
Yeah, just making, I mean, I appreciate the work that gets done. Yeah. But just checking to make sure that we're getting reimbursed for it one way or the other.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that doesn't work out if it goes back on tax sale because you're not going to get the money back out of the county. But in most cases,
yeah, we have had I think only one instance of one property that they happened, and that was last year, out of all of the years since I've been here. So, but
that's
yes,
good.
I understand.
Thank
that.
You.
Yep.
Any other questions? Clerk, will you please read the roll?
Leiter?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Case? Yes. Beard?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
And Vanlon?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Item C is the Treasurer's Report, and this is Deb Jackson.
Yes. Treasurer's Report for the month of June. General Fund, $1,672,925.87. Road bond, $20,210.24. Metro, $24,039.53. Park fund, $27,316.27. Public safety is zero. Sewer, $1,823,670.65. Water fund, $1,592,259.40. Trust and agency, $27,566 even. Tax collection, $3,059.31. Weed control is negative $2,802.46. For a grand total of $5,188,244.81.
I move to approve the Treasurer's Report as presented.
Support.
Any other questions, comments? Please read the roll.
Jackson?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Case? Yes. Beard?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Vanlon?
Yes.
Leiter?
Yes. Thank you very much. Okay, item D on there is Resolution 2145, Introduction for Adoption of Ordinance 206-06-16B. There's a little confusion and some on my part communicating between me and the our attorney. When we voted last month to do 106, let's just cut it down. We made some changes. And when I called the attorney and told him what changes, that was knocking the 180 days down to 60, I said, we voted on it, but we want this changed down. He says, you can't do that. You have to vote on what you put in front of you with no changes. Okay. So anyways, 106A is good for the change of the military service, which we've published.
Yeah, we've introduced it at one meeting, and we need to adopt it.
We'll adopt
meeting.
It here, which will
And then
formalize that change.
And we'll publish it again.
And then here in a little bit, we're going to have one B, which is for the change of the 180 back to the 60. Mm-hmm. You kind of follow me on that?
Yep.
There was a little confusion there.
You have to have legislation to change legislation.
Correct.
Right.
So I'll entertain any motions.
Okay. Okay, I entertain a motion to accept and discussion Resolution 2145, Introduction of Adoption Ordinance 206-06-16B.
Support.
Thank you very much. Any more questions or comments on this?
I've got a quick question, Kevin.
Yes, sir.
What's our follow-up if we have a vacant property?
Well, our follow-up is through inspections. And you'll note in the bills, I talked to Perry a little bit, we our inspectors didn't have any ticket books. And neither, frankly, did Barb. So we ordered a bunch of ticket books. Now, after an inspection's done and the property owner is notified, if they don't follow up on it, and I want to make this perfectly clear, I've asked the inspectors and Barb to be forthright in working with the homeowner. I don't want to go in there with a heavy hand and hammer somebody for something. Work with them as best you can. But it does come to a point where you need to issue a ticket. They didn't have tickets to issue. So we are going to start issuing tickets. It's the law. I mean, my job is to enforce the laws of this township. Now, if they don't like it, if the board doesn't like it, change the law. But we're going to enforce them.
The city of Battle Creek, if they have a vacant property, and a vacant property is considered no water service, no utilities, anything, no heat, anything like that, it's considered a vacant property. And at that point, they can go ahead and condemn the property.
Mm-hmm.
Do we tear them down like the city of Battle Creek?
The city of Battle Creek budgets monies for this?
Correct, yes.
We do not. We can. You recoup your monies because once the building is tore down, it goes to the taxes. And when somebody buys the vacant lot, in that buying of that lot is the back taxes, which has the tear down on it. But you could be waiting 10 years for you to get your money back.
Okay,
you'll get it back.
At
no
point,
interest or anything like that, but
at some point they were getting federal money for demolition. I don't know if we.
Oh, that. They very well. I've never looked into it because, quite frankly, I think we only have really one house that's really become a complete eyesore. Matter of fact, they sent the boys up there to cut up a limb to come down because I know the lady that lives there is elderly and she ain't going to be able to do it. And I wanted to see it get done before the neighbors started complaining. So that was taken care of.
Just a couple things.
Yes.
Number one, if your inspectors are going to start writing citations,
mm-hmm.
they probably are going to have to get a court ID number to be able to issue those citations, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to get an ID. As far as tearing a building down, there is it's called a dangerous building process.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have to go through that dangerous building process, which is quite lengthy.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, most of the time when a property gets tore down, the property owner walks away from the property, then it ends up going back to the land bank, and then the township ends up losing that money. So my opinion, my personal opinion is that you do everything you can to try to get the courts to help you get that property rehabilitated. And that's just my opinion on it. And the reason I say that is I've been through a dangerous building process and it is lengthy.
Yes.
We've done one since I've been here, so, and we had a couple of them demolished and we're still collecting on mm-hmm. a couple of them.
Yeah. $50.
It's a long process.
$150 a month.
Yes.
I'll never get it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I think the best route outside of that is trying to get the landowner, whatever you want to call them, to come into compliance.
Yep.
That's the best one.
Yep.
Sure.
And we've had some fairly good success at that.
Okay, time to vote.
Ready? Any other questions or comments? All right, roll call vote, please.
Goodman.
Yes.
Case, yes. Beard.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
Vanlin.
Yes.
Leiter.
Yes.
And Jackson.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Item E on the agenda is something we got from the MTA.
Are we going to do the other resolution?
Well, I got it added. It's right after this one.
Oh, I thought it was F. Sorry. Oh, yeah, it is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're on
E. I can't do my alphabet.
This was sent down from the MTA, and I believe, did you give it to me?
I did.
Yes. I've seen this before when I was a trustee in the township, and I talking to Kathy about it. It's kind of the MTA getting to all the new members about the guidance of their job responsibilities and how they're supposed to handle themselves. I'd entertain any motions to accept resolution number 2146.
The only comment I would make before I do that is, and the one from MTA I did have after on number 9, refuses to participate in any decisions or activities for personal gain.
Okay.
So I just want to make that comment on there. And I do make a motion to for discussion and approval of resolution 2146 with that added verbiage.
Support.
For activities in there.
We have a motion and a support. Any other questions or comments about this resolution from MTA? I ask for the clerk to roll.
Case, yes. Beard?
Yes.
Anderson?
Yes.
Vanlin?
Yes.
Leiter?
Yes.
Jackson?
Yes.
Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now moving on to F, resolution.
Well, there's no resolution number. You're just adopting.
Yes.
Ordinance 206-16A?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
I make a motion to open for discussion and possible approval. Ordinance number 206-06-16A of 2021.
Support.
Any other questions or comments? Clerk, will you please read the roll?
It's the same one from last month.
It does have
We just introduced it last month. This month we're adopting it. Okay. All right. Beard.
Yes.
Anderson.
Yes.
Vanlin.
Yes.
Leiter.
Yes.
Jackson.
Yes.
Goodman.
Yes.
Case. Yes.
Thank you very much. Before we get to public comments of the extended portion of it, I've given you guys a couple of estimates came in to repair the road and up by the well site. This has all been budgeted for you. I showed you what line items it's coming out of professional services. What I'm looking for is what type of guidance that you would like to, who you want to do the job?
Kevin?
Yes, sir.
On the asphalting here,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to get one more estimate on it, talk to somebody just before the meeting, if that's okay.
Hey, if it saves money, I'm all for it.
Okay.
Do any of you have any problems?
No.
All right, we'll wait till I get Tony's. Actually, it's Hoyt McMillan.
The only comment I'd like to make, though, Kevin,
yes. is
that's not a heavily traveled road there. And I would not support taking taxpayers' money to pave that road.
Well, yeah, you and I talked about it, and I don't see the need to pave it.
Right.
But we did throw that in there just in case.
Yep.
You got another one. Well, excuse me.
Just a comment on that. The Planning Commission has kind of discussed that site as possibly a pavilion site.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking a paved road would be more serviceable if that was to happen rather than come back in and pave it later and spend extra money.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thought. I never thought about that.
Is that for the parks?
Yeah.
The new park thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which we'll be addressing with a little bit more money next year. Well, I'll put it out and we'll have Hoyt come in and give us an estimate. He's working currently on an estimate for the Northwoods Acre Well site for the tearing down of the building up there. And he put a quote in 2-3 years ago for $24,000, and he's going to keep his word on that. But you'll see from Hunter Prell here, this has also been approved by the budget process for $12,000. $250. This is just more of a notification to you that they'll be doing this work up there. They have to complete the loop up there on the water site. Then once that's completed, Hoyt can come in and he can tear everything down, grade it down to level, and the site is history.
When you say complete the loop, that is?
The water loops, the pipes coming into it. Right now they're not looped together.
Okay.
They will be. Completes a circle. You never want, in a water site, you never want to have a dead end. Matter of fact, if you look at the site down there by AutoZone, there's a dead end there, so you get a lot of crap that comes out of that pipe at the end. It looks bad.
Stagnant.
So wherever you have dead ends, you don't want dead ends. You want a loop. Okay.
Stagnates.
Yes. Yeah.
Kevin, you just said Hoyt on the Hunter Pell.
Isn't it Hoyt McMillan?
Yeah.
He's
involved in this deal too?
No. No, okay. That's Hunter Pell. He doesn't have the expertise or the licensing to do that.
Right.
Now, going back to any extended public comment, is there any out there?
Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Well, we've got the Morgan Road done on the west side from North Avenue to M37 County. It's apparently a county road. When are we going to get the other side done, which is actually worse?
Next year it's slated for from the county to have that done. Yes.
The trenches are so bad on it when it's pouring down rain, you don't want to be running.
Yes, yeah. They've realized the problem and they have informed us that next year they'll repave that road. First side, the first was the west side. And then they're coming on to the east side.
It might have been a lot simpler to do it all at once.
I guess it might be money restraints. I don't know.
Well, Kevin, we can ask them to build up the edge of the road, though, prior to that, if there's gully washes on there.
It's
from traffic.
Yeah.
All the semis and big trucks, they just got two trenches in there. When it pours down rain, you're hydroplaning through it.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same way on the other side, too.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's being addressed. It just with government, it takes time. Anything else? Yes, sir. What's your name again?
Brian Estrada.
Hi.
That's a more issue is happening on Raymond Road, right across the street from the scrapyard there, and scooters. When we had the heavy rainfall, there's a lot of standing water in that area also.
Oh, okay.
That's Meadows, I don't think.
I got to talk to Deb about a couple things. So,
Deb Bellis.
Deb Bellis. Mm-hmm. I'll pass that along to her. Maybe they could address it. She's good to work with. Anything else? Board member comments. Perry, why don't we start down at your end?
Okay. The only thing I've got, thanks for the follow up on answering those questions I shot you earlier. Dollar General. When they were applying to put that building in there, my comments was the maintenance of the outside of the facility to include their landscaping and mowing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any Dollar General that maintains the outside of their building as far as the lawns. And what we have here is the same issue. You've got weeds a foot and a half, 2 foot tall all around that area.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I knew that was going to happen as soon as I seen what was going in there. And I think it's wrong that they come in with a business and they don't maintain the outside, that we hold our residents to a stricter ordinance than that. So I talked to the manager in there. The manager say our hands are tied. We have to turn in a ticket to get that done. So apparently they have to call corporate and say, hey, our grass needs
to
be
come
mowed.
And mow.
So they've tried to get it done themselves. I did contact Barb today, but that's a bad situation. We need to push them to do better than that for our township. That's kind of the hub of our township right there.
Well, it's popping. It's a very busy intersection.
Yeah, definitely looks better than what we had, but a little bit of effort.
Unless I turn it back into what we had, too.
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Mr. Goodman.
Yes. Three things, actually. There's a very, very deep washout on Struan Road. When you go down Struan between Baseline and Poorman Road, it's got to be a foot deep. I don't know if you've seen that, Dave, but
it's on the west side.
It's right at the edge of the asphalt.
Yep. Where's this at?
On Struan Road.
What's the crossroad?
Well, there's only one crossroad. That'd be
Baseline.
Road,
between Baseline
like
and Pullman Road.
Yeah, I turned it into the county. The neighbors went out and cleaned it up.
They did?
But I turned it into the county.
I was by there last week and it wasn't cleaned up.
Well, the guy called me and said they went out and cleaned
it. It's deep.
All right, again.
Okay, the other thing is there any more talk about single service refuse pickup? I've had a few calls about that.
No, I've not brought any of that up. Nobody's brought it up to me.
Okay. And the other thing is, when it comes to police work, that what the police always say, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of detection. And it's kind of ludicrous that we have a police car sitting down in the cemetery watching our gas pump. Yeah, no, Gary, no, I understand, Aaron. I'm just saying that, you know, we're jeopardizing half the coverage for the rest of the township. You know, we should
explain as soon as the meeting's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll come. Let me talk to you after the meeting.
Well, I'm thinking we should be talking about some sort of monitoring device or something to, you know.
It's all in the works.
Okay.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
Thank you. It wasn't mentioned. That's why I brought it up.
Well, there's a reason. We're going to talk about it.
Okay, great. Thanks, sir.
Keep quiet about it. Clark?
Yes. I have nothing. Thank you. I'm good.
Deb Jackson.
I'm good. I don't have anything.
David?
I guess several months back we talked about moving the siren up here. Is anything happening with that?
The people that originally put it in, unfortunately I'm on tape, are quite different type people. I have obtained some other company that will do it. No, I have not called and talked to them about it, but they said they were more than willing to do it.
Okay.
Did you check with the, because I'm understanding it was a grant from the casino that put
it
out there?
Yeah, Tim and I had talked about this. It's still going to be used, it's just going to be used in a different area.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
I don't see where it puts any kind of grants in jeopardy. And
okay.
Can still use it. Do you have anything, Paul?
No, I'm
nothing
good.
Else? I'd have a motion to, wow, announcements by the chair. Well, we just kind of went over a lot of them. So, move to adjournment.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Support.
You got it first.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed. Meeting adjourned.
I have to use my gavel.
Woo-hoo.